From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This, from Boston, where things are looking up as Governor Charlie Baker announces more details of when and how the rest of the state's economy can reopen. Here to talk more about that is WBUR multi-platform editor Megan Kelly. Megan, hi.
Hey, Arun.
So we have a lot to go over. First, what's the general timeline from now until when things will be, hopefully, fully reopened?
So there are a few dates to keep in mind coming up in the next couple of weeks. So first, on Friday, the outdoor mask mandate lifts. And then on May 10th, we'll see increased capacity limits at places like Fenway and Gillette, which can go from 12 to 25% capacity. And then road races and other athletic tournaments can resume with some limitations. May 29th is the day that I'm sure a lot of people are excited about, as am I, which is when gathering limits, both public and private, can jump to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors. And on that day, you'll be able to hit the bar without the need to order food, although you won't be able to hang out at the bar just yet. Right now, the state is aiming for August 1st for a complete reopening of everything, but that could change depending on vaccination rates and case numbers.
Yeah, and let's talk more about masks. As you said, on Friday, the state's mask mandate expires. Does that mean that we, anybody, no one has to wear a mask at all when we're outside? And how do the rules work otherwise for masks?
So, yeah, you don't have to wear a mask outside as long as you can safely socially distance. So if you're going for a run or you're walking the dog, you don't need to wear one. But I would keep it with you at all times anyway, because you will have to wear it when you go indoors, like if you go food shopping or you grab some candy from the convenience store. It's also a good idea to wear a mask even when you're outdoors and you might be in a crowd, like on the sidelines of something or at a concert or anything like that.
Well, speaking of concerts, let's get to the good stuff. Well, first off, let's talk about restaurants and bars. These rollbacks are going to mean a lot for them, right?
Definitely. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. There will still be some limits at restaurants and bars. Tables will be 6 feet apart, and they'll have a limit of 10 people per table. And you can't belly up to the bar and hang out just yet. That can happen after August 1st at this point.
And we've heard this last year of all kinds of things, weddings and gatherings being canceled because of the virus. But the summer is going to be the time for those events to shine, right? What do we need to know?
Yeah, so it's great news for brides and grooms with large wedding invitation lists, because now they can max out at 250 people outdoors or 200 indoors, which is a pretty big jump from where it is now, which is 150 outdoors and 100 people indoors. And dance floors can also stay open at your wedding, unlike at a nightclub or a bar, where they can't open until at least August 1st. And for me, as a guest at a large outdoor wedding this June, I do plan to bring a mask with me just to be on the safe side.
You know, there's so much here. We must be leaving some stuff out. Is there anything that we missed that we should know? Anything big?
Yeah, so personally, I am actually very pumped about the news that amusement and water parks can open up. If they're fully outdoors, they can be at 50% capacity starting May 10th, and then they can open up completely after August 1st. I actually haven't been to Six Flags in a long time, and I think I might make it a priority this summer to go. But the thing is, all of this is to say, this is great news, and I'm really hopeful for the summer, but the coronavirus isn't going away anytime soon. You should definitely get vaccinated and keep your mask with you at all times, just in case.
This is all super helpful and, just nice to hear about and think about. Megan, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's WBUR multi-platform editor Megan Kelly. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey says she's waiting to lift the city's COVID restrictions, despite what the state is doing. It's a move that has been copied in other communities as well. Still, people across the state are applauding the new guidelines, including runners. Road races can resume in most communities starting May 10th. But Dave McGillivray, race director for the Boston Marathon and organizer of running events all across the country, says he'll be lucky if half of his fall schedule gets back on track.
I don't think you're going to see too many major events that were on the calendar in the spring or early summer being able to play catch up and be able to come back.
McGillivray says host communities will need time to understand and approve new safety protocols, which reminds us the fight against COVID-19 is far from over. And some, along with battling the virus still, are also fighting to keep their wages and benefits intact. Those are nurses protesting yesterday. They say their employer, Cambridge Health Alliance, or CHA, is threatening to cut their existing pay and benefits. Jennifer Tynan, a spokesperson for the Massachusetts Nurses Union, says negotiations are at a stalemate.
We were in negotiations. We were in them for almost 3 years. It was a little delayed with COVID. And I'd say we have moved 90% of the way towards them, and they won't even budge 5-10% towards our way.
The Cambridge Health Alliance says they've negotiated in good faith and recently made a best and final offer to the union. And finally, for all those commuters actually on the road, you'll soon need to find a new way from East Boston to the North End. The Sumner Tunnel is slated for a full renovation, beginning with multiple weekend closures next year. Local resident Giuseppe Sarno of East Boston says the repairs are overdue.
The first 300 meters of the tunnel is really in very poor condition from the ceiling to the pavement. Every day that I go through, I'm afraid something's going to fall on my head.
State transportation officials admit the project will significantly impact neighborhood residents and businesses, as well as traffic headed to and from Logan Airport, but say the tunnel is in serious need of repair. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since repairing and improving, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. Innovation Hub is a show that celebrates inventive ideas in every aspect of our lives, from education to medicine, transportation to the economy, politics to technology. You'll hear writers, scholars, and other voices who will challenge your assumptions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.